Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. In the previous episode, we were continuing looking at the life of David, and we're in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, stepping away a little bit, getting more detail than what we were seeing in 2 Samuel. And we've seen that David's given very detailed instructions about getting ready to worship the Most High God as they are bringing the Ark of the Covenant into the tent that David's made for it. So David's been talking to the instrumentalists. He's been talking to the Levites, the leaders of them, telling them, get your singers ready, get your players ready, get everybody ready. He told them how to tune the instruments. Remember that? Tuning upon the Alameth, to tune the lyres upon the Sheminith. And then he told Shechaniah, he was the chief of the Levites, and he was in charge of the singing. And he gave instruction in singing because he was skillful. I suspect he was skillful in singing. I suspect he was skillful in giving instruction. I suspect he was skillful in every element of it. And he taught those who sung how to sing, and then they would share likewise. So let's pick it up, verse 23 of 1 Chronicles 15, with more names. Becariah and Elkanah were gatekeepers for the ark. Oh, they're gatekeepers for the ark. We've already seen some that were gatekeepers. They were mentioned really at the very beginning of this litany of names and things, okay? That you had those who watched over the ark. You had those who watched over the edifice that David was building. So here, these two are gatekeepers for the ark. Verse 24, Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nathaniel, Amaziah, Zechariah, Benaniah, and Eleazar, the priest, so all of these were priests, blew the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah were also gatekeepers for the ark. So the gatekeeper idea, that's what, let me look this up. I just learned something. You want to hear it? You know, you can click the little buttons right here. Gatekeeper means what you think it would mean, okay? Someone who keeps the gate, someone who's in charge of egress and ingress, you know, the gatekeeper. But when you look at the Hebrew word, it says this. The definition is gatekeeper or porter. Porter. What does a porter do? A port, you move it from one place to another. Okay, so not only could they have been ones who watched over, but apparently he's naming the ones that were actually carrying the ark in the way that God said that you're supposed to carry it. That's interesting. So verse 25, so it was David with the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands who went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy. So we saw this at the very beginning, that they were doing this joyously. We saw that in 2 Samuel. It was just declared, hey, it was a joyous occasion. Now we're getting the details. So it's David, it's the elders of Israel, it's captains over the thousands, and they went, they got the ark. Now it says, the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And they got it from the house of Obed-Edom, and they did it with joy because they were doing it the correct way this time. I believe this is the first time that it's called the Ark of the Covenant here in 1 Chronicles. Before, it's been called the Ark of the Lord, the Ark of the Lord. And I've mentioned and I've said the Ark of the Covenant because I knew this was coming. But it's good to pay attention to these things. Verse 26, because God was helping the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. And there was a lot of sacrifice. When you put together what we learned in 2 Samuel, and here you see that this was a worship experience unlike anything they'd had before. Now watch what happens. Do you think everybody is celebrating? Do you think everybody's rejoicing? Well, it says here, they're all with joy, verse 26. Because God was helping the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams, 27. Now David was clothed with a robe of fine linen with all the Levites who were carrying the Ark. and the singers, and Shechaniah, the leader of the singing with the singers, David also wore an ephod of linen. Verse 28. Thus, all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn, with trumpets, with loud sounding cymbals, with harps and lyres. It was a musical extravaganza of worship to the Most High God. In 2 Samuel, we also see that David danced before the Lord. Okay, we'll pick this up later, I think. That he danced before the Lord. I mean, they were just extravagant with trumpets, with loud cymbals, and harps, acoustic guitars, and lyres. The electric guitars? I don't know. They were rejoicing. Verse 29, the last verse out of 1 Chronicles 15. It happened when the Ark of the Covenant came to the city of David that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window and saw King David leaping and celebrating, and she despised him in her heart. Now let's jump over to 2 Samuel 6 real quick and close it out with this thought. This is verse 12. Now it was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him on account of the Ark of God." David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And so it was that when the bearers of the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. And David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So this is what I mentioned just a moment ago. That David is dancing before the Lord. He had taken off the outer garment, was wearing the inner garment. Sometimes people say, "Well, this is like underwear." No. But it was not of a kingly type of thing. It's more of a priestly line of thing. Now watch the next verse, verse 15. So David and all the house of Israel were bringing up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. That's what we just saw a while ago. So they are rejoicing. They're shouting. He's dancing with all his might. He's dancing with abandon before the Lord. Now, last verse for the day, verse 16. Then it happened, as the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. This is his wife. This is his first wife. This is the one that he had told him to bring back to him. Remember that? So apparently it happened. She looks out and sees him dancing with abandon before the Lord. And we'll see in a couple episodes what she says about it. How he put on a show before the women of the land type of thing. He says, no, I'm just dancing before the Lord. She paid dearly for this. And we'll see it. How does she pay? I'll just tell you. She was barren her entire life. You want to be barren in the Lord? You want to be barren before the Lord? Make fun of how somebody is worshiping God. Yeah, that's what she did. She looked out, saw him leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Be careful, folks. Let us not let that happen to us. Well, we'll press on with the story next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.